McEnany, there's real questions to be asked about election results. By Trent Baker on November 18, 2020. Wednesday on FNC's Fox and Friends, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany sounded off on the 2020 election and President Donald Trump's firing of Director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, Chris Krebs. Krebs' termination followed the CISA calling the 2020 election the most secure in the nation's history. McEnany was not sure about Krebs' motivation for calling the election secure. But she highlighted some recounts finding uncounted ballots in Georgia and allegations of fraud in Michigan. And an attempt to cast thousands of votes for deceased people in California. She advised that there are real questions that need to be asked with all of the uncertainty in the election. The president has pointed out that he made an inaccurate statement, McEnany said of Krebs. He actually made a few if you look at his Twitter feed. But, look, if you say this was the most secure election in American history, as the president rightly pointed out, that may be true from the standpoint of foreign interference. But, there were three tranches of ballots found uncounted in Georgia, amounting to nearly 6,000 votes. You have 234 pages of sworn affidavits in Michigan in one county alone alleging egregious misconduct by poll workers pushing back observers and even allegations of fraud in there. We have real questions in Pennsylvania. So, to say it's the most secure election in American history, it's just not an accurate statement, and it seems like a partisan attempt to just hit back at the president as he pursues important litigation. She added, I don't know if it was a partisan agenda, a personal grievance, what it was, but it definitely seems to be animated by something. And it seemed to go directly at this president and legitimate claims that he's pursuing in court. Host Steve Ducey suggested the Department of Homeland Security could not find any wrongdoing. Yeah, well, just look down in Georgia, McEnany replied. We have one recount going on right now, just one. There are others that may or may not happen, but there's one going on. And you've found nearly 6,000 ballots not counted. Just yesterday, we heard about a California man who planned to cast 8,000 votes in the name of deceased people and others that LA is now looking at. And there's a good article in the LA Times about that. Maybe he should look around at just public news information that's out there, and he can find all the evidence he needs. But there are real questions that need to be asked because we need integrity in our election system. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.